When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Anyways, Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Orbit, old school. We're live in effect, 5 o'clock hour. Coming at you live, 1040 O Street, brought to you by the Mercado, certified Piedmontese special ingredients butcher shop. We're cutting it short because we got my man Everick live online. DP has a couple questions for you.
And again, for our favorite UNLV running reb, and that's relative because we got a few, but Ev's my dude. Ev's my dude, so I have to give him top billing. Ev, through all of this, right, that the fact that it's UNLV tells me several things about how NIL can be handled, should be handled.
Right.
I'm asking you, as a veteran of the game, as an insider, as somebody that's in those dark corners of Las Vegas, there is not a money person in Las Vegas that you don't know and haven't done business with. Is that a statement of truth?
I know a few people. Yeah. Let's just put it that way. So, I mean, but there's some, the same boosters are still there even when I was there. It's not that many, but you don't need that many boosters when you have the right boosters. I don't know if that makes sense to your listeners or JJ. Know what the
hell I know what you mean. About. Yep.
That kid, that $100,000 that he's claiming he didn't get, I don't believe that, because I know how that happened. Nowadays it's just different. I mean, you got all types of way to pay kids, but it's basically no rules. So back in my day, it was a little bit different. I don't know, allegedly back in my day.
What?
So
I want you to be able to start your car in the morning, Ev. So
Jay, like I don't know if you know, Jay. It's still some people that's still on this earth that, if you notice, no one really wrote a book or anything, especially in my era. Even in my brother's football era, you got to realize my brother's football team was really good there. They had some characters on the team. And so you got to watch what you say. But with this, there's, you know, you have the Finleys. The Petitas, you know, I believe. And so even your boy Guy Fieri, so he helps out. So there's ways to get his money. I don't know how they did it. There's going to be a paper trail. It has to be a paper trail. If you get it through the collective, you got to have proof of it. Uncle Sam will be on your neck, I'll imagine.
Yeah.
All right. But if he said he didn't get the $100, right? $100,000, Jay. I mean, he's going to have to eventually file some taxes. You just can't. It's not a gift. It's not Andy Dufresne helping out the dude on the roof.
Yeah.
Right?
He said Andy
Dufresne. Only a few people get that one.
Yeah.
You know, and then when Andy got his free beer. Anyway, so, it's going to be a paper trail. And so I can't wait till all this come out. And hopefully, you know, it clears up everything for our school. This is the most pub we got since we won the national championship. And for football, this is the most pub they ever got. Let's just keep it a buck.
Yeah, Everett, I wanted to ask you, how things are down there. I my mom, you know, recently moved down there in 2019. So I've been down there, you know, quite a few times and stuff like that. And she loves everything Las Vegas down there, you know, like whether every team and obviously the Rebels as well. I was explaining to people that once I've started to spend some time down there with my mom and just, you know, talking to some of her neighbors in the community, is that how, like, I truly believe Vegas is a UNLV town. I mean, there's big things there. Obviously you got the Raiders and everything else. You got the A's coming, you got the Spear and all that. Now, granted, that is big attractions. But in the fabric of that city, and there's a reason why the airport and the campus and the Thomas and Mack Center is so close to the Strip, and being into a couple, been down there to a couple of fights, you know, big prize fights. I don't think people realize how in depth UNLV and the support of the program when they're good and things are done the right way, along with everything that's been going on, especially since the Super Bowl has been there and their football team is good. I don't think people realize like how much Vegas is a UNLV town.
Yeah, the thing is that back in the day, that was the only show in town, right? So we didn't have all this competition with hockey. Well, people love to go to Knights there too, Jay. But there is a UNLV. UNLV, there is a town, and people want them to be good. That's why they poured more money into football, such as the facilities are. Their facilities are getting way better every year. Hunky Cooper is the, you know, raising money. He's a Hall of Fame. One of my good friends talked to him this morning, and he's spearheading the raising of the money for the football. Because I want our school to be good, Jay. I really do. I really want to. I think it's a sleeping giant. It can be, especially with all, like you said, the Rangers are coming there. You play at Allegiant. You're 5 minutes from the airport. You're 5 minutes from the Strip. So it's starting to be a little bit better. If we can turn around a basketball situation along with football, it'll be great. The only issue, Jay, is keeping Barry Odom there, man. If he can win there, if he can take UNLV back-to-back bowl games, he's out of there. That's the track record with UNLV. I think the last coach was there that took him back-to-back. He ended up leaving, going somewhere else. So that's the issue we have there. Hopefully we can keep Coach Odom. Maybe, you know, his NIL money will get paid. I don't know.
Now, Hunky is the director of football development, right? So he's
– right.
And when you talk about accountability, like the paper trails and how this thing works between coaches, alliances that run and make these decisions, these check writers, and then the players, there is a trail, right? Walk us through that, because you're still a part of it. So walk us through how they connect, who initiates contact, and then who sets whatever numbers in play.
Well, every school now has a guy that runs the collective. Nebraska, every Central Michigan, everybody has a guy they run the money through. Now, the negotiation part is usually comes from the player and the collective people or the school, you know, and that's the way they handle it. Every sport is different. Basketball, you don't have to worry about so many. You only have like 15 guys. Football, I think everybody's on scholarship now. They changed that new rule. So I don't know how it works with them. I don't know how it's got to have a lot of money in their collective. Football players, they end up going to commit. They end up going. Then they start negotiating, just like anything else. And most of these kids got agents. Like, Jay, we had one of the top receivers at Corner Canyon this year. He ended up committing to USC. He comes to me with all this information. I'm like, man, I'm not an agent. You need to get your ass an agent.
Yeah.
So he ended up getting an agent, and then, you know, then I helped him from that end, and he's getting taken care of SC. But it's just everything's different. Once you commit, and they figure out the, you know, the going rate for a five-star receiver like Jerome Miles is, and they figure it out that way. And he's doing all right. He's going to make a good living. He's going to graduate with a lot of money in his account. And that's the way football player. Everything is a little bit different. I really don't know how football works, but I'm pretty sure they got to work with the collective. And then the head coach has to give him the okay to give this kid the money. He's the head of the snake.
Yeah. And I know for a fact that part of the reason why UNLV looks a little different on the field is their strength and conditioning coach, Jeff Fish, and he's as solid as they come, a human, and some other guys. And I got my man, Ronnell Perkins. I know him really, really well. And then the one name that sticks out, though, Everett, is Nico Fertitta.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a safety coach. So that's hey, if you need the support, hey, I need my man on the staff. Hey. You know, it works in mysterious ways.
Right. You hire the right people. Nico, he's probably not even 28 yet, but you make sure he's on his staff. And, you know, he'll, and, you know, Petitus has been helping our program for the last 10, 12 years. And you can just tell. I mean, Jay, I know you've been up there. If you only saw it like 10, 15 years ago, you'd be like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Now it's way better, and taking care of the players too. I did the little tour with the new practice facility, and the kids are got everything they need in there, food, everything. So I'm happy for our school and all the boosters that help in UNLV.
I know we're going to let you go. I know you had some doctorate and some errands to run around, but Jay Foreman does have a question before we let you go. He's been dying to ask you this question.
I got to ask you every year, man. I know the answer, but I got to keep asking, man. Like, what was it, man? I mean, Austin over here, man, he's a Duke fan. I'm scarred, man.
The game?
Against Duke.
So, I broke the TV. Yeah, let me give you some factors. About a month into, almost at the end of the season, after we played Arkansas, Chalk was a little mad at his two big guys, the seven-footers. So, playing Santa Barbara, and shoot around, I'm going to give you, it's, I think it's fast, but in shoot around, he was like, are we going to play the I ain't going in for, who am I going in for? He's like, probably going to go in for Georgia Elmore. I'm like, So we kind of went small. We went 6'7", 6'7", and, you know, safety at 6'8", 6'9". So he started experimenting with me and Larry playing the two big guys. Because I normally just go in for safety. But then, for some reason, he started not to trust our two bigs a little bit. They were good players. But then, fast forward to the Final Four, I played a lot of minutes if you go back in that game, and Larry ended up guarding Leitner, and I ended up guarding another thing. And the factor is, in that game, when Greg fouled out, we're in trouble. So he had no faith in our backup point guard. So he just left Greg out there, and Greg picked up that foul that hurt us. And when he fouled out, that was a game, Jay. Because Anderson is not a point guard. And we tried to play Anderson with that, you know, minute and a half to go, and there 2 minutes, but him playing a point, and it just threw everything off. So then I had to go back to the two, and he didn't really want to play Elmore, George. So it was just not a good situation, because we never had that situation in that game, in the whole season. We never had that situation. So that was a game, Jay. Mind you, they were good. We beat them the year before, but they didn't have Grant Hill. Grant Hill's good, Jay.
Oh, yeah.
He's a really good player.
Yeah, he's cold-blooded.
He's a good player.
Right before his time.
So that was it. That was it, pretty much. Once Greg found out, we were in trouble.
There it is. We appreciate it, though, Eric, man. We might have to hit you back for an update on those payments to them football players.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Jay, that what happened after that Final Four game, it got a little loose. It got a little loose. Thank God it wasn't any camera phones back then. But I'll tell you some of the stories from that weekend, because we stayed there the whole weekend through the Final Four. Hilarious.
I like it, though, man. I like it. Yeah. We appreciate you coming on, Everett, man. You know, have fun running your errands. I know your phone's going to be blowing up. We'll have to get a report back from the Barry Odom show. I'm sure it will be interesting. Must be must-see TV down there in Vegas later on tonight.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good show.
All right, man. Appreciate you, Ev.
Well, that's interesting right there, just for the simple fact that he obviously was paid. Now, I think the only, like, little tricky part is, which I think, if you know a little bit how coaches think, it's a defense-led team, so you got to listen. For people that were listening to that, it's great. Again, we appreciate Everett coming in. Appreciate DP getting Eric to come on in literally seconds' notice. And the great thing about it is, if you really listen to what he was saying, is it gives you a dive into what the head coach personality is, right?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Not 100%, but also what they're thinking. Barry Odom is a former linebacker, good player, defensive coordinator, done really, really well. Coached at Missouri, the defensive led kind of coach, right? That's what he knows. Then you have a quarterback that's more of a game manager, below average in that conference as far as throwing the ball, especially when you have actually two in it, one for surefire NFL receiver and another one kind of on the edge, but obviously we'll get a look. You're well below average in completion percentage. You're not very explosive, more of a game manager, and you made some big runs, and you've been paid. Now, he must think that he should have been getting $100,000. The conversation probably went like this. He's probably been paid, let's just say, $50,000 or $60,000, and was probably thinking that he's going to get $100,000. Got in his head. Now, I can guarantee you, you go 3-0. I think they have a bye week this week, right? So you've been chilling now, and you've been getting a lot of pats on the back. You probably got an agent in your ear. We need to capitalize on this. We need to take every opportunity. Probably went and did some envelope type of appearances and all that. So now you're like, man, I'm making 10,000, just say 10,000, which is not much money in Vegas when you're with the high rollers, and I just hang out for 2 hours. I should be getting paid more because I'm the quarterback, right? Well, then he goes to the coach, and the coach is like, matter of fact, 100. You lucky to get what you get. You ain't that good. So there's friction there. And then that's how you lead to it, to the kid tapping out and, you know, quitting on his team. That's how it seems, because Eric obviously knows a lot more than whoever's writing these articles. And, you know, the whole thing of not living right. Listen, if you lived in the dorms at UNLV, you're living good. If you live in an apartment, you're not living in the hood.
You're not living in the dorms anymore.
Right. But I'm just saying, you're not, and you're getting paid, you're not living below poverty. So I never believed the whole living situation type of thing.
He's living well. As a matter of fact, he's getting free meals from outside of the program. Like he's being fed.
Yeah.
Well, and he has access.
Well, that's the thing. You start to reap some of those benefits of everything outside of it because you have a bye week. You have a lot more free time. And I think during a bye week, the practice time, here's where it's different. So a bye week when I played, it was essentially spring ball. We practicing every day, all day.
Yeah.
Okay. Meetings are very short, practice is very long. We're going back to fundamentals, a lot of hitting. And I think now with the new NCAA rules, it's literally 2.5 days you can practice during the bye week. So there's a lot of free time, especially coming off a big win, obviously against Kansas. And it was an exciting game. If you go back to last year in the bowl game, that was an exciting game. Two teams really went at it. And so now you have a quarterback with some agents in his ear that think that they're, you know, that you need to get, you know, compensated more. And here's a real life example of how an agent, I guess, well, this example is a little bit different. But it's a kind of a good example of how you can, I guess, take advantage of the market, but then become too infatuated with the market. You remember last year when DeVito from the Giants came in and won some games, and then he had the old Italian thing. His agent was dressed up in the suit and everything and all that
on the sideline,
everywhere on the sideline, on every show. He was on one of the Good Morning America shows and all that. Right. And he's been in there. Well, it worked because he started to get a lot of signings and stuff like that. Well, it came back to bite him in the butt, and it was good on the agent to take advantage of it right then. So instead of doing an appearance at the mall for $2,500, now it's just $10,000-$15,000. Okay, that's fine, because you're in New York, you're winning, and you're opposite of Daniel Jones, and the team is so bad that you're actually bringing life to the team. So take advantage of your in-time exposure and time and brand. Well, if you remember, he had made a promise through the agent that he was going to go to, I swear it was a deli. It was like a local famous deli. Can you look it up, Austin? And say the initial agreement before the stardom was $5,000. Then the agent tried to go back and up it up. Well, then that went along with him having a couple bad games. Now, DeVito went for the original price, but then when you have an agent that's so focused, and he became a biggest superstar as his client, right? What was it?
Yeah, so okay. December of 2023, Tommy DeVito ended up appearing at Coniglio's Old Fashioned for free following a public dispute between his agent and the store owner over the price bump, according to Fox.
Right, and so now that's kind of like this kid. You can get caught up in that tidal wave, and you it's comparable to New York Giants in New York, in New Jersey. UNLV have never been ranked, and you know, and you get caught up in this tidal wave, and it's even more could be more toxic being in Las Vegas because of casinos and all that, and you have a bye week. And then now you have somebody in your head as an agent, and a good agent will tell you, especially, and I believe Everick more than any article. I believe Everick more than anything. He's been compensated some, right? And it's probably more than just 3,000 or just like peanuts. Now, a good agent will say, okay, well, let's run with this story. Let's really work it, especially during the bye week. Let's really try to find some outside income, sources of income, and let's pad our pockets there. But let's also make sure this story is out there as you continue to win. Because as you continue to win, no matter what it looks like as far as your stats, Barry Odom, the collective, and everybody has to come back to you. Because now the pressure's on them. If there's a discrepancy in what your compensation was, say it's 20,000 or whatever it is, even if it's 50, it's supposed to be 100. Now you're off the map. Now you're not being seen. So if they continue to win or if they lose, because they got Boise State coming, so the road's going to get tougher. Now you're not a part of it if it continues to go. So now it's the backup quarterback. Now it's the defense. Now everybody else is put in the limelight, and you have willingly tapped out. And also, even if you have a come to Jesus, say, you know what, I actually should come back, you're not going to be welcome back.
Well, and value from week to week matters, and nobody's really sure. Like all sides hopes that they win so that we can continue. We'll all, you know, all boats in order, all boats in the water. But be careful, because with every win, it changes the discussion. And it becomes a matter of you focus on what you're getting from winning rather than actually winning.
Winning, right.
And you're not dead set on knowing how to win yet.
Well, you're 3-0. Yep. You can get caught up in the tidal wave. And you have quit on your team. So even when you're in the portal next year, where can you really go? And how can I trust you as a teammate? How can I trust you as a collective, you know, owner?
Well, he has Cal, Arizona State, and Washington State all poking.
Sure.
At his
and
DM.
He'll
like, and the understandable. Oh, wait a minute. You can beat who you beat. If you can beat us for 100 to 300,000, yeah, we've got some money for you. Come on over here.
Yeah, and that's initially the good talk, but the reality is what happens is the longer it goes, and say UNLV doesn't, they don't have to go undefeated, but as long as they continue to play good football,
yeah,
the powers that be or people that will be communicating with the powers that be at, say, Arizona State, they will poke holes in your character.
And the same's in play for Odom, as he said. Right. Odom, If the recent history is that you have two winning seasons in UNLV and you get out of there, think of all the people that will be left behind with that.
Yeah.
He keeps winning. I don't want to deal with this. Listen, repeating, Vegas boosters are different than everybody else's boosters. So if you're going to deal with Vegas and you can go somewhere else and deal with less stress.
Regular boosters.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you what, if Barry Odom has created a winning culture and some excitement around that program, I can almost guarantee you that the Vegas boosters and the powers that be will not get in line. They will get in line with money to get a coach that they can get there to continue along the process or along the winning way.
His value will be raised by Vegas money. Vegas money will push the number up way higher than if he was at Villanova.
Yeah. So, I mean, he has a lot of pressure on himself. That's why I wonder what the conversation really was from player to coach, because as Barry Odom most likely probably didn't think that they would be 3-0 and be ranked, right? And so maybe if you did, you always think you're gonna win, but just say you don't. Now you're starting to see the end of the road, right? I guess the pot of gold at the end, because this is what usually people do. come there, turn it around. You have a really good recruiting base right there in Las Vegas. Bishop Gorman High School is there. So all the ones that don't go to like the big schools, you still got a great pool of players there. And then now you see it like, okay, well, I'm 3-0. Maybe if I get two bowl games back to back, right? I got to get four more victories. Well, here comes my starting quarterback. No matter what you think about him, he's been a big part or somewhat of a big part in you being 3-0. Now he's gone. And there's no guarantee. A backup always looks good being the backup. Now we're going to see how he likes being the starter. And that's a big difference.
There's that aspect of it as well. But I think it's also important maybe to throw out the, if UNLV thought that this quarterback was the key, they find the money right away.
Yeah.
If you're keeping us afloat, you're winning games for us.
Within
reason, right?
If you're trying to triple your salary, that's probably a little bit too much during the season. Because who was it that was a coach? It was Oklahoma State. We'll give Mike Gundy. Gundy, I will never, never. I don't care if your team has loaded with the Thurman Thomas and Barry Sanders 2.0. You will find a way to lose. But Mike Gundy said, listen, remember he said it after getting towards the season. He's like, I'm glad the season's starting because I have a rule that there's no more conversations about money. So that should be the rule. Like, I'm sure that's the rule with Barry Odom.
Yeah.
So if that's the rule and you've been compensated to whatever it was said you should be, well, hey, that gives you even more power because if you continue along playing good, then Barry Odom has the door open. I know you're coming. Let's start at this place. So then the negotiation is a lot easier versus, oh, well, I had three good games or we're 3-0. It's not like you're out there like Dan Marino or anything. And now I need triple the money or whatever it is or something like that. So, at the end of the day, though, I will tell you this before we go to break. If you're a college kid out there or a transfer portal kid and you're dealing in this NIL type of deal, so for your representatives, whether it's your a parent, family member, mentor, guardian, or agent, this is a perfect example that you better have something in writing. You know what I'm saying? There's an old, my mom says, and I was just talking to my mom, she said, listen, when it comes to them greenbacks, that's what she, black and white leads you to the greenbacks. So you better have something in writing because, you know, why even have to go through it? So it's a lesson to be learned. But then also I would say this for players out there. Now, if everything's true that Everett said, and I truly believe Everett because he's literally down there in the jungle of Vegas. Also, be humble, be thankful, because a year prior, you were at Holy Cross, right? And then also be respectful of what you've been getting, because very easily it could be taken away from you, especially in a place like Vegas.
Yep.
Very quickly.
Yep.
But great, great segment. We appreciate Everett coming on again. Great, great stuff there. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and we'll talk a little bit of, put the bow on Illinois. We're going to talk about, I wanted to ask DP's thoughts on inside, outside zone runs. I'll talk about what I think needs to happen to defend them and how important is it for Nebraska to get off a good start in that type of running attack. Jay Foreman, DP Austin, we'll be right back.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.